KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky, and it's 42 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high near 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In area news, one person was arrested last night in Montgomery County following an incident in the 1800 block of 130th Street. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports Aaron Collins of Villisca was transported to the Montgomery County Jail on simple misdemeanor charges that include possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Her bond was set at $1,000. Lewis first responders, medevac ambulance, Atlantic Rescue, and Cass County Sheriff's deputies responded to a single vehicle accident Wednesday evening. The incident happened around 4:12 p.m. on the AT&T curb between Atlantic and Lewis. The male driver of the vehicle was complaining of pain when emergency crews arrived on the scene. Additional information was not immediately available. Officials with the Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company, or METC, said Wednesday, the business ended 2019 the best way they knew how, by contributing funds to help the many communities they serve. A total of $24,750 was donated to 5 area public libraries and 15 area fire or fire and rescue departments. Donations ranged anywhere from $750 to as much as $2,000. Janelle Hansen, CEO and General Manager at METC, said, "The board and our staff value what our libraries and fire and rescue departments do for our communities. They educate us, help us, and keep us safe. And this is one small way we can say thank you." Hansen says Marnie Elkhorn strives to give back to the community and people and organizations that work to keep Avoca, Brayton, Elkhorn, Exira, Kimbleton, Marnie, McClellan, Minden, Neola, Persia, and Shelby, along with Underwood and Walnut, vibrant and strong. And she says that Marnie Elkhorn has been making such year-end donations for many years. Well, members of the Atlantic School Board Wednesday night received an update from Superintendent Steve Barber with regard to the district's facilities projects. Barber said they're working with Snyder & Associates engineers with regard to a sidewalk safety project.
Now that we are loading out on the front of the middle school, our sidewalks are in bad shape, especially the one that comes off of our severe profound handicapped classroom. And so Snyder's are looking at that to ensure that if we do replace that, which I think is necessary, that we are in code with ADA requirements. Then at that particular time, he'll give us a cost estimate, and we'll send that out to bid to our local concrete businesses.
And work on the project won't begin until sometime this summer. Barber said also that Snyder's will produce a cost estimate for the replacement of the roof above the Schuler Gymnasium.
We've had a couple of leaks, especially with the horizontal rains and some of those large rains, and we recognize that there's some unlevel spots up there. So I think that would be a perfect opportunity or a perfect place to start looking at replacing roofs. That probably will land in cost estimate range from $55,000 to $135,000.
And in the near future, Barber says the fundraising committee for the Atlantic Booster Club will put out a news release on raising funds for the facility project for the addition of turf to the Trojan Bowl, as discussed last June. As it currently stands, donation recognition levels will begin with players from $300 to $999. Those who contribute $1,000 to $2,499 are at the black level. The gold level is for funds from $5,000 to $9,999. A letter winner contributor will be in the $10,000 to $49,999 range. And the Trojan Head level donation recognition is for those donations of $50,000 and above. Barber said that work on moving dirt continues at the Trojan Bowl.
We've also been able to complete the base, not the concrete to the two concession stands, but the base. They're working on completing the compaction there. We're getting some testing there.
And he said also the retaining wall of the Trojan Bowl should be wrapped up by today, minus the stain work, and work on the concession stands will move forward soon, weather permitting. Activities Director Andy Mitchell spoke to the board about three options for scoreboards at the district's athletic facilities. You can see pictures of the three options in the same story on the news or sports page at KJAN.com. The Trojan Bowl scoreboard, favored by the school board, has the words Atlantic on the left and Trojans on the right, with digital scores and video information, such as final track results, in the center, flanked at the bottom by smaller billboard sponsors. The pricing for each of the three scoreboard options varies with the design and overall size. Mitchell said they'll gather more information on those scoreboards and bring back to the school board during their meeting in February. In other business, the Atlantic School Board set the date for a public hearing on an amended 2019-2020 certified budget as 6 p.m. February 12th, and the date for a public hearing on the 2021 school master calendar is March 11th. The board also approved previously mentioned contract recommendations with the addition of Heather Shorley as a Washington school paraeducator. In the funeral announcements, Alvin Leo Ring, age 72 of Neola, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial for Alvin Ring will be today at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Neola. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Ralph Fusselman, age 94 of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Allen Place. A visitation for Ralph Fusselman will be today from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Allen Place. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Noreen Lagan, age 96 of Exira, died Monday at Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Noreen Lagan will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Barbara Anderson, age 80 of Atlantic, died December 24th. Memorial services for Barbara Anderson will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Jack Connolly, age 96 of Des Moines and formerly of Greenfield, died Monday. Celebration of life service for Jack Connolly will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Charles Erlbacher, age 68 of Dow City, died Monday at the Crawford County Memorial Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Charles Erlbacher will be on Saturday at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. John Christensen, age 75, who's formerly of Harlan, died December 27th in Arizona. A celebration of life for John Christensen will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Mary Lou Hoig, age 93 of Atlantic, died January 2nd. Funeral services for Mary Hoig will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Lawrence Edgington, age 86 of Panora, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Lawrence Edgington will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Cindy McElfish, age 61 of Messina, died Monday. Funeral services for Cindy McElfish will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Dennis Patterson, age 87, of Panora, died Wednesday at Panora Specialty Care. No services are planned for Dennis Patterson, but a visitation will be held on Sunday from 2 until 5 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. William Berger, age 85, of Harlan, died Sunday. No services are planned for William Berger. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. And George Aim, age 89, of Greenfield, died January 3rd. Private family services for George Aim will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield is assisting the family. News was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.